Gentlemen, tonight we're going to be learning some important yesodos. Sif Gimel is a world on its own, and Sif Dalet is a world on its own too. So it's a very essential concept which is found over here in this Shulchan Aruch. The question as follows: there's a basic question, a fundamental question, really, that is worthwhile exploring. Is it possible? Is it possible to fulfill a mitzvah conditionally? In other words, I know that if I want to fulfill a mitzvah, I can. And if I want to be yotze by doing a certain action, I know I can be yotze. Now, I also know that there is a concept of mitzvah tzichus kavona. And I therefore know that if a person has no intention to fulfill a mitzvah, he is not yotze. I hear that and I know that. I can also understand there is a concept of not wanting to be yotze a mitzvah. Yeah, I can perhaps hear that. There is a concept of trying not to be yotze mitzvah. The question that we're going to be addressing tonight, and it's a very big chiddush perhaps, can you do a mitzvah on a condition? Can it work? I'll give an example, which affects most of us every single Shabbos. Every single Shabbos. We go to shul, and if you daven hashkama, this question doesn't really touch you. If you're davening at the 9 o'clock minyan, then there is very frequently, most Shabbos of the year, many Shabbos of the year, you've got a clash with Sof Zman Kriyat Shema. Now, if you wait until the Tzibur says Shema together, then you're going to be saying Shema after the latest Zman of Kriyat Shema according to the Magen Avraham. And after all this is Sof Gerais, you may want to fulfill the opinion of the Magen Avraham. So if you wait with everybody, then you're going to be davening too late to Shema. On the other hand, so what's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is that, so what's the Eitzah? What do we do to save that problem? Exactly. Oh, of course. Well, what we do is that we say Shema earlier. So we say Shema, we spoke about that in Chelek Aleph Mishnebura many times, in order to get the time of in order to get the time of Shema to fulfill the mitzvah Reisa, what we do is that we say Shema after brachas first thing in the morning. So therefore, you're for sure that's within the time, that's before the Sof Zman Kriyat Shema, you fulfill the mitzvah Reisa. But is this the ideal way of fulfilling the mitzvah? No, it's not. Because ideally, you should say Shema with its brachas. Brachas before, the brachas after. Shema is wrapped up, ideally, between the brachas which are recited before Shema and the brachas which are recited after Shema. That's the way, really, we're going to do it. So now, we've got a problem. On the one hand, I want to say So sometimes, we don't know what is the best way to do it. So, what are you meant to do? Are you meant to say Shema earlier and have that intention to fulfill the mitzvah then? Or are you meant to not have intention to fulfill the mitzvah then because you want to have the Shema later together with the brachas, which might be too late? So therefore, the question is, can you do the following? Can you do a conditional fulfillment of the mitzvah? I.e., you'd say, okay, I'm going to say Shema now, first thing in the morning. But I will only have kavanah to be yotze the mitzvah if Hashem, you are the boss, you decide if this is the right way of fulfilling the mitzvah now, I'm going to be taking this Shema now, and that will be the fulfillment of my mitzvah. Yeah. However, if really I can fulfill the mitzvah later, when I recite Shema with a minyan, with the brachas later on, if that's not too late, and I can still fulfill the mitzvah then please Hashem, then this will be I'm making a condition now, that then I don't want to do the mitzvah now, and I am reciting Shema, but I positively have no intention of fulfilling the mitzvah. Rather, I want to fulfill the mitzvah. If that's the case, I want to fulfill the mitzvah later on. So I'm only fulfilling the mitzvah conditionally. Perhaps yes, perhaps not. You, Hashem, you make the decision. Does that work?
Yeah,
it works. So there's lots to be discussed. You're probably right, and the proof of that is going to be our Shulchan Aruch here. Top of page 190. Hamispalei limatziv. That's going to be the proof now. Let's investigate this a little bit. And let's see if it's really similar. Hamispalei limatziv miboy joy. If somebody davens with the tzibur, miboy joy. So as the Mishabu is going to explain, this is ben hashmosh, after shkia. So say you're davening with a minyan and mincha ma'arev, and they're davening mincha before shkia, followed immediately by ma'arev. And the counting they do is miboy yoim, it's before nightfall, it's before nacht. So they have mincha ma'ariv, tzviya sa'oima, it's before nacht. Mo'inei mohem, Shulchan Aruch suggests, what you should do is you should count with them, beloy bracha, without reciting the bracha. Don't say the bracha. V'emizke balaylo, and if you do remember by night, because it could be that you'll forget altogether. Remember, this gentleman, he has Dav Mariv already. So he's Yoitz already Mariv. So he's going to go home now. And chances are very high probably, that he's going to forget to count Oima. So now, if he's going to forget to count Oima, so he rather to say the Sphira earlier should have been a good Sphira. Because as we discussed yesterday, but Yevet, you can be Yoitz with Sphira Oima, which is counted Ben Ashmoshes, after Shkia, Yabat Yavat Yoitze. So this, on the one hand, he wants to make sure he's not going to forget. So therefore he's going to say Shkia So'ima now. On the other hand, he's concerned, it's better still to say Shkia So'ima after Nacht. So he's counting now with a Tzibur, with a Minyan, he's counting out without a Brocha. But if he does remember later when he gets home, which is after Nacht, he can count again with the Brocha. Now, the simple understanding of this is a little bit difficult. Why? Why is the simple understanding difficult? Exactly. The simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is very questionable. Because you can't count... once without a bracha, and then count again with the bracha later because you fulfilled the mitzvah already. Once you have fulfilled the mitzvah, obviously you can't count again with the bracha. So the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch makes absolutely you davened, you should count with them without the bracha. And if you remember by night, you should count later by night. What do you mean? You've counted already. How can you count? How can you count with a bracha later on? How can you? So the Mishnah Berurah is going to explain. The Ramah says, "V'afilu ono omein al birkas hakol." Even if you said omein on the bracha of the community of the minyan, he qualifies this and he explains it. Im hoyodaito sheloi lotzeis. This is said purely in the case that he had intention not to be yotze. Ve'yachzoir ve'yivorech ve'yispoi balaylo. And you're going to go over it later, and you're going to count again. And yes, you can count with the bracha. You had intention not to be yotze. What does it mean? You had intention not to be yotze. So if you had intention not to be yotze, then why on earth you count? If you had no intention to be yotze, if you just, what did you do it for? I mean, if you had no intention to be yotze, so why did you count? And furthermore, if you're worried you're going to forget, so how can you have intention not to be yotze? Here it is. Exactly. Here we go. Here we've got a case, probably the first case, and probably the only case, so we've got an explicit case of conditional kavona. Let's see how the Mishnah Berurah brings this down. Because what this is really the case is, this is the person who says as follows. See here, I'm davening with a minyan. I'm going to count now, because I'm worried I may forget later to count. And I'm scared I'll forget. So better to say it now, but yevet, than later. But it could be that I will remember. There is a slight chance that I will remember to count later after Nacht. If that's the case, I'd rather count later with a bracha, because that's the ideal time. So therefore, I'm saying, if I can be yoytze the mitzvah later, then I have positive intention now not to be yoytze with the counting now after Shkia. It's not a good time to count. So if I remember later, then I don't want to be yoytze the mitzvah now. But if I will remember later, sorry, what did I just say? But if I, if I do remember later, then I want to have kavana to be yoytze the mitzvah now. If I will remember later, then I don't want to be the, I don't want to fulfill the mitzvah now. So either way, I'm going to be catching the mitzvah either now, b'diavet, or later, lechatchila with the bracha. And that's what works. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Tezayin. Top line. Some achronim have explained that he's talking about the twilight period after Shkia, which is perhaps Sofeg Yoim, Sofeg Lailo. For Yoitzim Oz Yidei Sfira, and you can fulfill the mitzvah of the counting of the Oymel HaPoskim according to your authorities. The Sfiru that hold, the Sfira B'zman HaZeh, the Rabbanon hold, that counting of the Sfira is the Rabbanon at this stage. Okay. However, if he wishes to be more careful, more medactic, more machmir, as we discussed yesterday, the least point to count metzesu kichovim after nightfall, if he wants to really do the mitzvah properly later, the Kamar HaMechaper, the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us now the following yesod: to yimne imohem, you can count with the community at now, penishkach achakach, perhaps you're going to forget later. The yachshov b'daito, and you should think in your mind the following: if I do remember later by night, limnois to count the oimer, I do not wish to fulfill the mitzvah with this sphere now. I do not want to fulfill the mitzvah of counting now if I remember later. But if I do remember later, then, but if I don't remember later, then I want to fulfill the mitzvah now. Therefore, when it comes to the time later, you should count and you can count with the bracha. Despite the fact you've actually physically, verbally, and orally, you have actually counted. But since you had that conditional mitzvah, conditional kavana in mind, you can limit your fulfillment of your mitzvah. You can limit, you can qualify, you can make it conditional. Yeah, that's... Caveat. Pardon?
Caveat.
That's the word?
Caveat. You can caveat it. Remember that word, caveat?
Never heard of it. What does it mean?
What you're trying to say, you can caveat it, you can give it the appropriate disclaimer, you can restrict it or limit it.
That's exactly it. So, what will happen if he doesn't qualify and limit his kavana? What happens if this gentleman is a basic yid, he doesn't know, and he just counts with the tzibur, with a minyan, before Nacht, he counted without any kavana. But he didn't say a bracha, he just counted. And he had in mind, if later I remember, I will be counting later with a bracha. Would that work, yes or no? Can he count later with a bracha?
Even if he had no...
Why, explain what you mean.
No,
Konish l'kavona. That means if you had no kavona whatsoever, if it just pava.
Yes.
What do you mean yes?
Yes. Because that's what the first line of the Mechaber says, that exact case. It doesn't talk about anything about kavona.
Right. So the news is that the Mishnah Berurah explains as follows in Sifkot Yud Zayin. Shaloi lotzeis vedavka. This is only specifically in Mischaven shaloi lotzeis. This is only if you have kavona not to be yotze. Avol bistama. But if it's stam, which means generic, yotzo, you are going to be yotze leman to amar according to your opinions. So you need to, if you just you might be yotze. Your chances are you're going to be yotze. Therefore, you've got to make sure you have conditional kavana, and you say to yourself, if I remember later, then I positively don't want to be yotze the mitzvah now. But if I won't remember later, if I'm going to forget later, then I want to be yotze with the mitzvah over here, although I don't say a bracha. He says explicitly, see, it's true, Reb Gideon, you're 100% right. Reb Gideon, you're right. The Shulchan Aruch can only be understood correctly with the aid and the support of the Mishnah Berurah. Otherwise, I agree with you, it would lead to a misunderstanding. After Paskin on Le'el, Basim and Samach, the mitzvah tzichas kavanah, although sometimes we pass commit to tzichas kavanah, said the Mishnah Berurah, Efshel in Improchet, Tzuch Le'azke, Shem Shemaim, Tzuch Lochish Le'achtayah, says here might be different. Okay, now the question that, yeah? Bialocha, yeah. So the Bialocha suggests that if it's a person that always counts after Nacht, then there is an Umdana, there's an Ansadi, there's a basic, we can assume that he had Kavona. It's an Ansadi. He works also with Kavona. He's a kind, that's what it can be, Bialocha Paskins. You're right. Now, I have a problem with this Bialocha, and the question I have on the Bialocha is Siv Dalet. We will be able to speak about that, again. It's a good question. But yes, the Bialocha does say that if a person is regularly always davening after Nacht, then he can have assumed that he had Kavona. It's like an Ansadi that he had Kavona Shloi Lotzeis. Right. Now, the Sifkot Yud Ches is also a beautiful topic. Also a beautiful topic, and that speaks about Friday night. Okay, if we daven early Shabbos, we have a couple of Shabbos early. We know, and this is really a deep topic. If we are mekabel Shabbos early, are you allowed to do melachas? Obviously not. If a person is mekabel Shabbos early, is he allowed to daven mincha still? Say a person is mekabel Shabbos and he realized, oh, yeah, I've forgotten to daven mincha. Can he still daven mincha then? He can't. Why? Because it's Shabbos already. It's Shabbos. He can't daven mincha anymore. Probably. So the question is, if so, why? Well, what's the halacha with regards to Sfiras HaOmer? We're very used to it, so the answer is perhaps simple, but we've got to try to understand it. Can you count the Omer if you're mekabel Shabbos early? I understand on a regular Tuesday. I understand on a regular Thursday and Sunday. I understand that ideally we wait for Nacht to count the Omer. However, when it comes to Shabbos, like, you've been mekabel Shabbos already. It is Shabbos already. Now, who cares that it's still, that it's, you know, that it's not Nacht yet? At the end of the day, you've mekabel Shabbos. So surely when it comes to the counting of the Omer, can you or can you not count the next day's Shabbos's count already? Can you count Shabbos's day already after you've been mekabel Shabbos on Friday? Okay, it could be that it's still light outside. It could be it's quite early in the day. But you've been mekabel Shabbos. It's Shabbos already. So perhaps you can count the Omer. And if the answer is going to be no, which we know that is the correct answer, that you can't do that, question is why? Because it really is Shabbos. It really is already that day. So why can you not count the Omer after Shabbos came in, off Shabbos already? Why do we have to wait for Nacht? So this is the topic, Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Yud Ches. Ve'yivorech ve'yispoy b'laylo, v'afilu b'erev Shabbos. And even on Erev Shabbos, shekvar kivel Shabbos, you accepted Shabbos already. Ve'gam yispadli matzibu, and you've davened already with a tzibu. And it's long, also a melacha for you. Afilo hachi, nevertheless, yivorich v'yispa b'layla. You must wait until it's proper nightfall. Since you, and that is really the, because since you didn't want to be mekayim the mitzvah ben hashmoshes, it's not the right time to fulfill the mitzvah ben hashmoshes, and you didn't want to be mekayim, it doesn't make a difference that it's now ben hashmoshes. At the end of the day, it's not nacht yet. What counts, or the bialot, what the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here, is that if you wait for nacht, if you always wait for nacht, you've got to wait for nacht on Shabbos as well. Because it doesn't help the fact that you have a mekabel Shabbos. Kabbalah Shabbos is only with regards to Issa Melachas. Kabbalah Shabbos won't help you in terms of counting of the days of the Oima. The Kotzva Achoinim. And the Achoinim write, if it is Nacht already, you can count the Oima, even if you didn't count Ma'ariv yet, even if it's Motzei Shabbos. Because it is already night, it's nightfall, and therefore you may count already. In fact, says the Mishnah Berurah, you could really do Kiddush and Avdolah as well before you have davened. Hello, the Osir Melacha Shabbat, but it's in terms of Issa Melacha, you have to wait until Avdolah. So here the Mishnah Berurah adds another other interesting point that you can count before Ma'ariv. There is opinions who disagree with that, but the Mishnah Berurah holds that you can count the Oima after Ma'ariv. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, it could even be that if you're davening late, you're davening 10:30 PM with a minyan, and you want to count the Oima earlier, by Nacht, according to the Mishnah Berurah, that's not a problem. In fact, it could even be, according to Mishnah Berurah, that's the best way forward. It's nightfall, it's Nacht, you count the Oima, and you're going to daven Ma'ariv later. Zizin Makdimin. It could be that's the best way forward. Other authorities hold that you shouldn't be counting Ma'ariv. You shouldn't be counting the Oima before Ma'ariv. There's a machloikas about that, but the Mishnah Berurah holds over here that you can count before Ma'ariv. Muta, Lispoy, Koidem. It says that you don't have to wait for the minyan, and if you've got, if there's Nacht, if it's Nacht, then you can count. So says the Mishnah Berurah. So the truth is,
and it's not yet
enough,
you can't remember if you've done, if you said that
there's
counting or not.
Again, the
Shaila,
you've been a
couple of Shabbos early. Yeah.
And?
Now you can't remember, if you don't know if you counted, you realize that you didn't count the previous night.
Oh, very good. So that's an interesting question. And the good news is, yeah, that's an interesting question. So why are you asking about, you're asking about Kabbalah Shabbos?
It's happened Lamaisa. You come to Shabbos, you bring in Shabbos, and then realize, I didn't say the Oima Thursday night. And you don't know if you said it now. Can you say it, even, you know, quickly say it, even without a brocha, can you now say today is the, and then now you're fine, now you can go and count on Shabbos itself. When it's too late.
It's a good question. I don't know, I have to think about this.
I remember Diane Erentroy once heard a shiur from him. It was coming into Shavuos, and he said, it was Ben Hashmashos coming into Shavuos, and he said, you could still count if you forgot the 49, it's still not too late. Until it's Vaday Nacht, I think he said. But I don't know if that's story on being Makabel, or if it's Tamazal.
It's a really interesting Shaila. I have a feeling it's fine, but I'm not 100% sure. What do you think, Rabbi Kagan? What do you, Taina? What do you think?
Direct stira to say that it's Shabbos, and then still to count the previous day's Oima.
Yeah, but based on what we learned now, it might not be such a stira. Because if you've got to wait for Nacht, I don't know, it's a good Shaila. It's a really good question. Bnei Adal, think about this. It's a really good shaila. Okay, gentlemen, let's summarize what we learned this evening. We learned that there is a way of fulfilling the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer conditionally. If I'm going to forget, then I'm going to be Yotze now, after Shkia. If I will remember, then I'm going to count later with the bracha. It does work. And from here, all the poskim learn that you can fulfill a mitzvah conditionally. So as, who mentioned about Kriyas Shema? That's the way we do about Kriyas Shema. That's the way we do it. On Shabbos morning, you recite Shema conditionally. And you say that if I can be yotze later, I want to be yotze later with the brachas, wrapped up with the brachas. If I cannot be yotze later, then this should be the fulfillment of my Shema. That's the way one has to do it. We spoke about counting ben hashmoshes that b'dieved yotze. We've spoken about that previously. Ideally, you should wait until nacht. And then we spoke about Erev Shabbos. It doesn't make a difference the fact you've been Mekabel Shabbos. You should still wait for Nacht. Once it's Nacht, you don't have to wait for Marev. Once it's Nacht, you could count the Oymer. That's an important Mishtabura indeed. That once it's Nacht, you can count the Oymer, even though you're not, you don't have to wait for davening in order to count the Oymer. Right, okay. Gideon mentioned the bialocha, that the early aloch is only true if a person sometimes davens ben hashmosh. If somebody always davens after nacht, then he wouldn't have to make this. So we'll talk about this bialocha more. It's a very interesting bialocha. Bli neder. Well, good. Okay, gentlemen, I wish you a very good evening. Keep well, gentlemen. Keep very well. Yes, Sean.
Can I ask a question? You know, you said yesterday about a child, the child can say with the bracha before nacht. We said that yesterday. What about if they haven't said the bracha all the time, can they still say with the bracha if they've said it all the time? You know what I'm saying?
So, they said it every night, or they forgot already?
No, they've really missed out.
They've missed out.
Just like we don't say bracha, should they also not say bracha?
Yeah. Yeah, that I agree. That if they should learn that if they forget the night, then they lose the bracha. They should that yes, but one could be lenient in terms of the times. The emphasis is, Rabbi Kagan, you're asking a question which is a very I think the question is a very good question because we tend to be so machmir. Mostly Shonim hold that you can still count with the Boch even if you forget the night. Mostly Shonim hold that every night that you count, you actually still, even if you forget the night, every night is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmoy. If every night is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmoy, then you can count every night with the Boch even if you forget yesterday. So it's a really extreme chumrah that we take on. We take on this chumrah that if you forget one night, then you don't count anymore with the bracha. I personally feel, and I saw this one of the achronim, that it comes out that it's a chumrah that leads to a kula. Why does it lead to a kula? Why does it lead to a kula? Why is this chumrah very often leading to a kula? Because it's a chumrah that if you forget a night, then we don't count anymore with the bracha. What happens to Yid who doesn't count with the bracha anymore? Generally. What do you think? What? Exactly. He ends up missing much more. He's not so important to him anymore, the mitzvah. He'll forget the second time, he'll forget the third time. However, so I think that it's a chumrah, it's the halach, it's shulchan aruch, it's kepaskent. I wouldn't, you know, nobody, we can't argue with it, but it's just that it's a chumrah that leads to a lot of kulas. Because if you would be a bit makel and go with the majority of opinions who hold, you can count every night, even if you forget a night, you can still count with the bracha, then there wouldn't be anybody who forget. I mean, then people wouldn't forget the second time round. You know, it's also touches on this point a little bit that we're very machmir about this, and that if you forget, then you don't count with it really leads sometimes to a bit of a chumrah. Fine, the ikkis that we shouldn't forget. The ikkis should be the gesund, and we should be stark, and we should count every night the frischkeit. Okay, good evening, gentlemen.